I am the good shepherd. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Mass invites us to meditate on the good shepherd. We saw a couple of weeks ago Christ being persecuted. Christ put to death, the Son of God treated like the worst sinners, shedding his blood on the cross for us. Then we saw his victory over death and over the power of evil. Today we see him coming back to us, guiding us and protecting us. The reason why this feast is placed only 2 weeks after Easter is obvious. We could have had this gospel before Easter, before Lent, when Jesus had not yet suffered on the cross. But we have it today because this presence of Christ among us, as our shepherd, as our safeguard, is a daily reality. It is the heritage given to us. Inheritance. How can this happen, though? First, this church is a society, says Don Guéranger, and to which all mankind is invited. It is composed of two classes of members, the governing and the governed, the teaching and the taught, the sanctifying and the sanctified. This society is the spouse of Christ. It is by her that he produces his elect. She's the one only mother of the elect. Out of her bosom, there is no salvation. But how is this society to subsist? End of quote. It subsists through the mystery of the Catholic priesthood, through the sacrament of holy orders. The continuity of the presence of Christ is now made possible. If we could understand just a little bit more the mystery of the priesthood. And you all know this quote from St. John Marie Vianney, who is the patron saint of priests. He says, if the priest could understand himself, he would die of love. He is made participant of Christ's priesthood, participant of the work of the Good Shepherd. Only the priest can then be called Abba, Father, because of this ontological configuration to Christ acting in the sacraments. He doesn't act as John, Peter, Michael, whoever. He acts in the person of Christ, ontologically, his whole being. Ontological, meaning that the entire being of the priest, because of his ordination, is now configured to Christ himself. He's set aside from the rest of mankind. Remember, at Yahweh's command, Moses consecrated his brother Aaron, first high priest, repeated the consecration on 7 days, and on the 8th day, solemnly introduced him into the tabernacle of the covenant. The consecration of Aaron consisted in washings, investments with costly vestments, anointing with holy oil, and the offerings of various sacrifices. The office of a priest is the same. It is to offer the sacrifice to God and to administer the sacraments of the church. The only essential in the priest's life is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Without priest, as we know, there can be no sacrifice acceptable to God. If we try to think about this reality, if there is no more priest, the sacramental presence of Christ on earth would not be possible any longer. The priest is the living witness of the presence of God. And this reveals his mission of shepherd in the continuity, once again, of the good shepherd's example. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. In fact, the priest is a shepherd who takes care of his sheep from the birth of the soul until his last breath of life. From the baptism, where the seed of faith is planted in the soul, and then he helps that seed to grow, rectifying its growth when necessary through confession and spiritual direction. Then he helps the little plant to become a nice tree by giving the strength needed to the sacrament of Holy Eucharist. He seals before God and in the name of God this intimate union of man and woman through marriage. And finally, he gives the last strength necessary to face the judgment of God. And above all, the sacrament of holy orders, which makes possible this constant and unbroken filiation from Christ to nowadays. The essential form of the sacrament of holy orders is found in the preface of the Mass of Ordination, when the bishop says, "Almighty Father, we pray that you bestow on these servants of yours the dignity of the priesthood, renew in their hearts the spirit of holiness, so that they may be steadfast in the second degree of the priestly office, the first one being the diaconate, and the third one the episcopate. Received from you, O God, and by their own lives, suggest a rule of life to others. Pray, therefore, pray for your priest every single day. Pray that they might become always better good shepherds, according to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Pray for the priest that tomorrow will be the priest sent by God to form your children on the way of sanctity. It is obviously easier, especially today, easier to complain about all the imperfections of your priest. It's a part of our human nature to see the dark side better than the light side of the priest that you might know or not, but certainly more difficult to pray, to kneel down for them, and especially those that are public sinners. And if we complain concerning the attitude of priests we may meet, do we try to pray for them, for the vocations? Do we prepare our youth to become tomorrow the priest or religious that the church will need? So let us make this quick examination of our conscience. Christ is the good shepherd. He keeps calling other men to participate in his work, to be good shepherds as well with him. The priest, while giving the sacraments, as you know, is no more John, Peter, or Michael, whoever, but he becomes Alter Christus, another Christ, and will be judged accordingly. Concludes the same Don Geranger, "O Jesus, our divine shepherd, we bless you and we give you thanks. It is by you that the church exists and lives through every age, congregating and saving all that put themselves under her guidance, her authority through your vicar, through your priest, her strength, her unity, all come from you, her infinitely powerful and merciful shepherd. O Lord, send us priests. O Lord, send us many holy priests and religious vocations. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen."
Don't forget to click subscribe and click the bell to be notified of future videos.